this, I assume we're still grappling with technical issues? Okay. Okay, other business.
All right.
First item of other business is subdivision 2020-19 Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes. This is a final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the establishment of a proposed cluster subdivision to divide 135.54 acres, more or less, into 246 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and proposed amenities to include a tot lot, in-ground pool, community clubhouse, walking trail, and the required 30-foot forested buffer to consist primarily of existing vegetation. At their meeting of Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan for the subdivision subject to 19 conditions. The properties are located on the northeast and southwest sides of Fisher Road, Sussex County Road 262, approximately 456 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The development also features improvements, including a shared use path across the project's frontage and a walking trail connection to DelDOT's Lewis to Georgetown Rails to Trail path. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 235, Map 30, Parcel 141, 143, and 144, and District 334, Map 10, Parcel 59. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2020-19 Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes, I move for approval of the final subdivision and landscape plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2020-19 Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes, as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-25, Chapel Branch Apartments, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan under the Sussex County Rental Program for a proposed 84-unit multifamily apartment complex to consist of four apartment buildings, a clubhouse, an additional amenity building, a playground, picnic and garden areas, and other site improvements located on a 7.01-acre, more or less, parcel. The property is located on the southwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Dorman Road, Sussex County Road 288A. The applicant has submitted a waiver request for the loading space requirement. It should be further noted that the property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the requirements of the Sussex County Rental Program. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 59.05. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So, Commission, this is the first one that we've seen under that new SCRP program, which makes these permitted by right, subject to site plan review. And we do have representatives of the Community Development and Housing Department of the county here. But this one provides 28 SCRP designated units, one and two bedroom units, which is shown on the final or on the site plan that you all have, the preliminary site plan that you all have, which is actually 33 and a third or one third of the total number of units in the project that will be set aside as SCRP units with those requirements and thresholds for the rent that can be charged for those.
So. My only question on it is with the, after the presentation we just had, is the loading zone area the area where, we were talking, I was thinking, okay, yeah, if somebody's pulling up to move in, they'll be there and they're gone. But if this is an incidence of an ambulance or a fire truck needing to get in, is that what the loading area is for?
So in the context of residential and multifamily, the loading area, it's not a retail where you'd have regular truck movements in and out for that, but you would have truck movements associated with people moving home. If there is no dedicated loading area, then there is always the risk that the truck would park in a circulation area. Now, if the commission were concerned, we could make the final plan contingent on some kind of parking or signage making clear what areas, like you can have a hatching delineating no parking in this zone at any time. So we could make that contingent on the final. So the layout would stay the same. It's just striping would overcome that. So.
Would that mess up their parking numbers that they have to have?
if we use striping to say no parking in this time, this area at any time, then that wouldn't change the parking cap. If you wanted the loading bay to be specifically located in addition to the parking, then they'd have to find some room to squeeze it in. So either way is certainly something we can do. So
that was my concern. Anybody?
I agree with what your comment is about the loading. We need to make sure we have access for the emergency response.
All right, then I will make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for site 2325 Chapel Branch Apartments with the contingency that they have some area designated for somehow to make sure the emergency vehicles can get to the people they need to.
Will do.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan number 2325, Chapel Branch Apartments, with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a subdivision 2019-04, Serenity at Pinewater Farms, formerly known as Sloan Family Property. Request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend the conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan approval for the Sloan Family Property 2019-04 as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting on Thursday, May 9, 2019. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an amendment to Condition B of the original conditions of approval, which states the developer shall establish a unified homeowners association with the existing Pinewater Farm subdivision responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The applicant has submitted a written request which explains that the Pinewater Farm subdivision, which surrounds the subject property, does not contain a homeowners association, but instead the responsible entity currently exists as a civic association. The applicant has requested to amend Condition B to state the developer shall establish an independent homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the buffers, common areas, and stormwater management facilities within the 11 lot independent subdivision. The developer shall coordinate with the Pinewater Civic Association on a means of providing the owners of the 11 lots with access to the amenities owned by the Pinewater Civic Association for the benefit of the Pinewater Farms community. Lastly, the applicant has also submitted in tandem with this request a requested change to delete notes 11 and 13 on the final subdivision plan, which relate to the maintenance of wooded buffers and open spaces by the Pinewater Civic Association and state that the proposed lots are to be an extension of the Pinewater Farm subdivision. This previously approved AR1 standard subdivision contains 11 single-family lots on 7.92 acres, more or less, and is located on the northeast side of Pinewater Drive, approximately 663 feet northwest of Multiflora Drive. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 17.12, Parcel 5, 5.01, and 5.02. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
You want to explain it?
So this is one that came, it was a public hearing quite some time ago, I guess, back in 2019. And there was the assumption at the time, and I believe it was based on the record, that there was actually a subdivision or a homeowners association for the existing Pinewater Farms development. There's a letter in the record from David Hutt, dated April 12th, 2023, that explains that there's not actually a homeowners association like we typically think of one. It's a civic association, which is voluntary. Like, if you pay your dues, you're part of it, but it's no harm, no foul if you don't. So that condition B basically created an impossibility in that it required a homeowners association or establish a unified homeowners association, A, with an association that didn't exist, and B, on lots that were outside of the scope of the subdivision that was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They were the existing lots that had been there forever. So it came down to being an impossibility. And I don't even know if you all recall, there's actually letters from either that civic association or property owners of the existing lots that objected to that as well. So the April 12th letter basically provides a resolution to that issue, but it's a fairly simple one, really. And it was copied to Mr. Rogers, who was the attorney who represented the existing lots, and summarizes the agreement that appears to have been reached with regard to exhibit B, or condition B. And the request to delete number 11 and 13 on the final subdivision plan, it seems like those were just put on there, I guess, voluntarily by somebody. They weren't a condition. That makes sense because it creates an imposition on this subdivision to do things outside of the boundaries of that subdivision. So deleting conditions 11 and 13, they weren't our requirements anyway, and they can't do them besides, so they should be deleted. If that makes sense.
Okay, and so then the part about the developer shall coordinate with the Pine Water Civic Association by means of blah, blah, 11 lots, access to the amenities owned by the Pine Water Civic Association for the benefit of the Pine Water Farms community. So that's just they're not being, the existing neighborhood doesn't have to take in this
right,
neighborhood if
right.
they don't want to.
If they don't want to, that's correct.
Okay.
And if they work something out, great, but there's not an obligation for the new lots to be able to use that or for the existing lots to allow them in. You
right.
know, so,
yeah. Okay, because it's not really part of it. It's
right.
a new, its own deal.
Right, right.
This is one of those more interesting kind of things. Then I will make a motion. Does anybody have, I'm sorry, does anybody have any other questions? Okay. I'll make a motion to amend the conditions of approval as written for 2019-04 Serenity at Pine Water Farms, formerly known as the Sloan Family Property.
And I would add, and to delete notes 11 and 13 on the
And delete notes 11 and 13 on the final subdivision plan.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2019-04 Serenity at Pine Water Farms, formerly known as Sloan Family Property. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Joseph M. Jones, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands, with all lots to be accessed off a proposed 30-foot ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 will be 0.9721 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 2 will be 0.9729 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 3 will be 1.0645 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 4 will be 0.9902 acres, more or less, and the residual land will be 1.3871 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Prime Hook Road, Sussex County Road 38 in Milton. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for maintenance of the shared drive. The applicant is seeking a waiver from the topo and grading requirements. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 22, Parcel 39.06. Zoning is Agricultural Residential AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Just before you act on it, does staff, do y'all have any opinions on the waiver of the topo and the grading?
Given the size of the lots, Mr. Chairman, staff would ask that you not waive the grading requirement. These are, a number of them appear to be below an acre, which is the threshold staff have been working to.
I'm looking at a different map.
There may have been two in the packet. This is the minor subdivision.
Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement with the exception of waiving the grading plan for the lands of Joseph M. Jones.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Joseph M. Jones with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Tomas Kotler, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 3-acre parcel into two buildable lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 1.3715 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 1.6338 acres, more or less. The residual land shall have access from the west side of Cubbage Pond Road, Sussex County Road 214, while proposed lot 1 shall have access from an existing 20-foot ingress-egress access easement over a private road known as Lily's Way, located on the west side of Cubbage Pond Road. The applicant has submitted a waiver requesting that a grading plan not be required for final approval. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for maintenance of the shared drive. Tax parcel is District 230, MAP 13, parcel 161. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Just real quick, because we got to be consistent on these. Same question for staff on the waiver of the grading.
These are notably larger than an acre. Both of them are, Mr. Chairman. So it's commission's choice. If you're happy to waive it, then no concern on our part.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement and waive the drainage plan for lands of Thomas Cutler.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement for lands of Thomas Cutler. With the stipulation stated in the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is the lands of Dennis and Kathy Long, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 14.14-acre parcel into two buildable lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.35 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 13.39 acres, more or less. All lots shall have combined access from a 50-foot-wide ingress-egress access easement located on the northwest side of German Road, Sussex County Road 524. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for maintenance of the shared drive. Tax parcel is District 231, MAP 13, parcel 133. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So these are bigger lots?
That's correct.
So we're okay on this one?
I don't think they asked for the waiver. Oh, they didn't ask for the waiver anyway. Okay. So yeah, we're good.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, in regard to the lands of Dennis and Kathy Long, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Dennis and Kathy Long. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Melanie and William White, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of 3.006 acre parcel into two buildable lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot A1 will consist of 1.503 acres more or less, and the residual lands, aka lot A2, will contain 1.503 acres more or less. All lots shall have combined access from a 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement known as Wisteria Lane, located on the northwest side of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for maintenance of the shared drive. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 11, parcel 46.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Melene and William White, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of the 50-foot easement for lands of Melanie and William White. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Stephen Zakrasemski, something like that. I'm sure I did the best I could with that. Minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 7.86 acre parcel into three buildable lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 3.10 acres more or less, and the residual lands, aka lot three, will contain 3.01 acres more or less. All lots shall have combined access from a 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement located on the east side of Leighton Davis Road, Sussex County Road 312A, approximately 0.24 miles north of River Road, Sussex County Road 312. Staff would like to note that the residual lands contain approximately 0.84 acres of tidal wetlands, and a wetlands delineation has not been provided. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for maintenance of the shared drive. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 34, parcel 74. Zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and a wetlands delineation.
Mr. Chair, with regards to land of Stephen Zakrasemski, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with final by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, including the shared use maintenance agreement for the access road.
And the delineation of
the wetland delineation.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, and the wetland delineation. Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Stephen Zakrasemski with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.